Welcome to the Night Show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Hot dog night is tonight. This is the night. If you love hot dogs, come on out. If you don't love hot dogs, that's okay. I've got a t-shirt cannon. I'm gonna be shooting t-shirts into the crowd. We've got games and prizes and softball game and baseball game and lots of fun for the whole family. It's gonna be beautiful weather. It's gonna be great. So you're gonna a fireworks show. Did I say fireworks show? Huge fireworks show. There's a fireball at the end that is terrifying. You're gonna love it. But now it's time for the Dicey section of our show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a little bit cloudy today. High 80, low 61. You know, Mr. Holland, I don't like my job at all. I've been trying something on the side, and all I do is crush cans all day. It's soda pressing. Get it? Like soda can, soda. Yeah, I'll get a better one next time.
No, that was great. That was a funny one. All right, now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
Weird Science Facts. A slinky can stretch from a sixth-floor window to the ground.
I love a slinky. I don't feel like people play with slinkies as much as they used to. I feel like it's an underappreciated toy. But that's just one that can just stretch. It goes a long way. But, you know, people that are going to be just stretched out, jumping up to the sixth floor, going downstairs, living the best life because
it's their birthday.
Sebastian Hamilton, Marley Mackey, Zachary Albers, Mason Morgan, Ava Thomas, and
happy birthday to you,
Mr. Toya.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's
happy
a great
birthday.
Day. It's a great
happy
day for a birthday. It's a great
you.
Day to celebrate. Live it up. It's like, I just love birthdays. Tell somebody that you were glad that they were born today. And now it's time for
sports updates. Varsity boys baseball versus Lakeway at 7:30 p.m. Varsity boys soccer versus Concord at 5:30 p.m. And softball at 5. Come on out and support the Knights.
It's also hot dog night. Big night. Big night. Now we have everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I'm so excited about hot dog night. I'm going to eat as many hot dogs as I can. Last year's hot dog night was such a success. It was amazing. You all had those matching t-shirts, and there were baseball games and soccer games and softball games. You have hot dog cookers. The people who pass out the hot dogs, the people who order the hot dogs. It's just amazing how many people work together to make one really exciting night. It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 12. For the body does not consist of one member, but many members. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing? If the whole part was an ear, where would its sense of smell be? But as it does God arrange the members in the body, each one of them as he chose? Now, the scripture is actually talking about the church. Every member of the church is important because of the specific works that they offer to the congregation. But the church isn't just the people at our own congregation. It's all the Christians all over the world. Just like a body that is all ear, if our hot dog night consisted just of people passing out hot dogs, who would cook them? We're all important in the church, just like every member of the hot dog team is important. You've had advertisers, buyers, organizers, cookers. You even have entertainers. Hot dog night can't be a success without everyone doing their part. Same with the church. We all have special gifts, personalities, and knowledge that make us good for specific duties, whether it's at church or on our school grounds. God is a God of order, and everything works together for his glory.
That's a great word, Mick. Thanks for just taking the time. Putting those together is just really a blessing for the whole school. But now we have our time that we're just going to have to reflect on God's word. And this week we're talking about doing our best. So today's deep thoughts verse is 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 25. It says, "Do you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wealth, but we an imperishable." I love this verse. One, because I love to run. But also, this concept that we're running for something so much more. You know, when you run in a race, sometimes you get a ribbon, or you get a little trophy, or maybe you don't get recognized at all. But you run as hard as you can. But as we live our Christian lives, we run for something that is imperishable. That means that it doesn't go away. That the glory of the Lord and what we run for is forever. They're permanent things. They're not things that can be taken away from us. They're not things that can be taken away from the Lord. And they're things that are worth running for. So when you step into your achievement test today, you may be nervous. But take a deep breath and run in such a way to get the prize, and not the earthly prize, not the score that you're looking for to get the highest grade in your class or anything of that nature, but take that test in a way that honors God. And then there'll be an imperishable reward. So let's pray to him. Heavenly Father, help us today. Help us to do our best work. Help us to not be nervous. Help us to glorify you in everything that we do. Lord, let us forget the earthly achievements that can be tempting to chase after. And Lord, let us chase after that which lasts forever. It's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, social studies, spelling, English, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.